Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know, I've been praying for years, actually, but all of a sudden I hit a point that I was just like, okay, this has got to be done now. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty shocked.
Mm-hmm. And ones were qualified and able who volunteered to do some of the work of editing.
What it looks like is going to happen is a lot of Martha's messages. One of the ones that we're first going to start with is The Overcomers. It's a 6-CD series, and it deals with some pretty amazing things about being an overcomer, that Christ calls us to be overcomers. And we're going to basically two people stepped up to edit and bring that from the verbal message to a written message. And then Jacqueline, she has transcribed all these messages, and instead of laying it all on you to basically take an older message and turn it into something new, which is very, very, very difficult.
Uh-huh.
We're literally going to start, you know, just moving forward and getting these done. We're going to get them in Kindle format, and we're going to get them into print. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be simply amazing, is what that's going to be. Simply amazing. And
much easier.
So much easier on you. It's really going to be, it's going to really be a service to you. It's something that's so precious and tangible. It was revelatory and alive in when you spoke it. And to require you to go back to it was probably not the wisest thing to do. And I didn't know that. I've had to learn that. And, there's another one called the Bitterness series. I had people that have called me after listening to that series weeping and saying they didn't know if they were even saved. And it is such a powerful message, and it brings people to their knees, but it also brings hope and, encouragement. And that message is amazing. Where, you know, there's just several things that we're going to start seeing come forth, and I'm looking forward to that.
And it's just such a picture of what Jesus said: "I will build my church,
right,
and nothing will prevail against it,
right."
And He has built. He gave creative ways. This whole organizing of the project just happened.
It did just happen.
Is that right? I thought it just appeared.
I called for it, and it was boom. It was almost immediate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just super powerful, and I'm looking forward to watching how the Lord manifests mm-hmm. this and what He does to do this, because I want you to be able to focus on new stuff rather than going back through old stuff.
Oh,
and
that's so hard to do.
It is. It's really hard. And we have 229 come January. It'll be 230 messages that each could be turned into a Kindle book. Each. I mean, that's a lot. You've been doing it for a long time, and these messages are amazing. So, and some of them we've turned into CD series. They could be small books or booklets. I mean, there's just so much out there that we could do it, and we're just moving forward to present that. And I would love you guys to be praying for us, because we really, really, really are going to need a lot of grace, there's got to be a unity now between new partners that are working to bring this stuff forward. And I've begged God for years for it to come forth, and this is the solution. This is the solution, and I'm real excited. I'm real excited that He's been willing to bring a solution to something that he's laid on my heart. I know that it wasn't something that was, you know, I did myself. This is something that he laid on my heart, but I was trying to find out, and I had to pray through to see it come to actuality. So, and then during this trip, I was writing a book. I think what it's going to be called is His Will Alone, How to Seek and Know the Will of God and All Its Benefits. And I'm that's where I'm hoping to go. And actually, it's kind of funny because your CD of the month for January about the meaning of one, it talks about a lot of the things that you were, that purpose, that one purpose.
Does it really?
That single purpose. And what, well, the will of God, that's gonna be neat. We'll do another podcast about that one, but that's where I'm going right now, and I want to see that come out.
And another thing that's interesting is some of you've heard us talk about our new, what do we call it?
The storehouse,
and it's to me a gigantic building.
Yeah,
and to store our books, and it's all going to be. John got information for all kinds of things and climate control and so forth. It's going to be a very excellent building, besides which being, it's very handsome.
Yeah, it's too nice.
But that is an amazing thing because it will be completely ready for us to start publishing as many books as we could,
exactly.
We could speak.
Exactly.
And when I saw the building and its size, I realized that God has a bigger plan for us than I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And has a dream that he's going to have.
Right, exactly.
So please, this is his dream, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he is making it happen in many, many ways. There's so much financial support has been precious to bring it into existence.
Exactly. And we on January 6th, they're going to be pouring the concrete for actually the addition. So we made one building, and then I realized when I got in there, oh my gosh, this is not big enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I talked to the guy who was building it, and I said, what would happen if we increased it by, you know, doubled it? So instead of being 20 by 30, it would be 20 by 60. He said, no problem. We just literally take that back wall, we build it off, and we just, it's no problem. He says, nothing. And I said, well, let's do it.
Well, and this has not been without opposition of the enemy.
That's the truth.
You've suffered a lot, and you've had a lot to deal with, but it is being overcome.
It is.
And what's happening is the Lord is taking charge in his own way of everything that he's given us to do. It's like the Holy Spirit steps in,
mm-hmm.
and has the solution,
exactly.
brings us the solution.
Exactly.
And he's done it over and over again.
He has.
And you know, our listeners, John, are so precious to listen to us,
mm-hmm.
as we stumble our way along and stumble on solutions, and the Lord comes down and rescues us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people that listen to us faithfully and
support us.
Oh, and support us. And I just cannot bless them enough. And just anybody who cares. I just marvel at the support we have and thank God for sending it. And it's all kinds of, from casseroles to...
to love.
To love, to porches, to...
Absolutely.
Practicality. You had to take some wood the other day, and Dave drove, and you all went and took care of that.
It was, yeah.
He was willing.
Yeah, he was. He was willing. It was wonderful. So this new year, we're hoping that you're going to see an influx of material. And you know, we were talking about, Joan and I were talking about maybe we need to take each of these individual messages and we need to do, you know, do them together, literally come together with them, do the editing, you know, by ourselves, but then come together and then talk about them, do podcasts about them. And that excites me. That would be amazing.
That would enrich the story.
Exactly.
The writing.
Exactly. And then not only, because when you're speaking it out, you're discussing it, then it's also bringing just excitement, really, to get those messages, because they're hearing just the life that's pouring out of them. But it also gives us something to be dialoguing about and unified about.
I was about to say, it teaches me beyond what I know about what I wrote.
Well, yeah, because then at this point, when we're all dialoguing about it, it literally is taking a message that was given to you and the revelation that was given to you, and then it's bringing it through body life,
mm-hmm.
and watching it multiply.
And watching it happen.
It's going to multiply.
Uh-huh.
The revelation is going to be like the pebble in the water that just ripple effects through the body.
Wow.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, is that, you know, how is this expanding? How's this revelation impacting? And I want to personally be enriched. I know Joan wants to be. She listens to these messages, and she's floored by them. She says, "Oh my gosh, they're teeming with life, current life. It's not old
really?
Messages. This is revelatory now." And LaDonna's the same way. She's becoming enriched by just going back in these messages. So that's what I'm hoping we're going to find that's happening. And I would love, you know, maybe we'll bring Joan and LaDonna and you and me, and we'll do a podcast in the office about one of the messages, or we'll bring it into the whole body. I'd love us all to be reading and on the same page, and then bring it to the podcast, basically to say, hey, can y'all connect with this? And I'd love to have it be a little more interactive, where people are speaking into it as it's developing. And
we hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.